What's up, fam? Wealth Weekend is upon us, and I'm inviting you as one of my new official rich relatives to what I'm affectionately calling the Rich Relative Reunion. It's like your family reunion, but make it wealth. So I hope you're excited for all of the experiences, the entertainment, and the education that awaits you in Atlanta, Georgia in July. I can't wait to see you there. And just beat me there. Don't meet me there. Peace.
So today we're going to talk about the power of niching. Oftentimes when people niche and decide to focus, they feel like they're excluding a group of people and essentially narrowing their market share. But niching can be one of the most valuable things you do as a business owner. Let's get into it. All right. So one of the first things that makes niching super powerful is you have an opportunity to become the go-to person in your space. When you niche down, that means there's a specific group of people that you are now serving. And as a result, if you get people great outcomes or great results, then ultimately you can become that go-to person, which is powerful. Because now, whenever somebody mentions this service for this community or for this group of people, they're always going to think of you, which inherently is going to be really, really great for you. You're going to get a lot of relational equity, a lot of referrals, because you're going to be the ideal and go-to person for the community, for that particular community of people, for the problem that you solve. So in the beginning, it could be challenging because you could say yes to a lot more people and you're saying no to anybody who doesn't fit those guardrails. So it feels like, man, I'm turning away business. But in turn, you become the guy or the girl for these people, which inherently over time will actually accelerate your business. All right, number two, one of the other really, really valuable things about niching down is that eventually it will decrease your marketing cost. When you own a particular lane, right? Like you are the person that everybody thinks of, right? So for example, Kleenex owns the lane of tissue. But oftentimes you probably have said Kleenex when you just meant tissue. So you can decrease your marketing costs when you become a household name. And you become a household name by being the market leader. But most of the big players, they still are going to overspend on marketing because they don't want you to confuse them with anybody. They want to remain the market leader. They want to remain at the top of mind. And that's why companies like Coca-Cola, they'll still do a lot of marketing. That's why companies like McDonald's, they'll still do a lot of marketing because they want to be not only a household name, but they want to build trust through consistency. If you see something over and over again, even if it's not the best thing, you're going to trust it. One of the biggest benefits of having a niche and owning a lane is that you'll get more inbound attraction. Because again, unless you want to build a enterprise level business, you're only going to need so many customers anyway. And so the moment that you get that first or second person that meets that exact criteria, birds of a feather flock together, they're going to tell so-and-so, and then you're going to be, your name is just going to float around in that circle. But you got to be willing to say no to certain people and take the risk of serving a specific group of people.
Growing up, family reunions were some of the best times I ever had. And I wish there was a way for me to recreate that vibe. Because now I've expanded this platform and some of y'all feel like family. I was like, how can I create that with my rich relatives? Almost like creating a rich relative reunion. And that's exactly what we did when we decided to create Wealth Weekend. Wealth Weekend is a one-of-a-kind experience where you're going to get world-class education. You're going to have a great time with amazing entertainment. And of course, we're going to provide amazing experiences like our sneaker ball, our award show, and our millionaire mixer where the networking is going to be one to remember. So if that sounds like something you want to be a part of and come celebrate with the rest of the rich relatives, make sure you click the link below to grab your spot for Wealth Weekend 2024. I can't wait to see you there. Now let's get back to the episode.
All right, number three, you get the opportunity to have a really refined product and service offering. The reason being is because you're solving the same problem for the same person over and over again. And so instead of having to have all these like one-off scenarios of what happens in this person's world or this person's world or this person's world, you can pretty much assume that there are going to be very, very similar realities for a person if you're solving the same problem and for the same industry. right? So that is going to help you refine and distill down your value proposition and make your job easier, because all you have to do is keep making the same thing better. But when you have a new person in a new industry with new pain points and new challenges and new goals and new requests, etc., those are just more things you have to have under your tool belt in order to serve that person, right? Whereas if you solve the same problem for the same person over and over and over again, you're just gonna get better and better and better and better. But also build an incredible amount of trust, right? Because it's like, oh, like they're the person for us, right? Like they really know our problems. They really know our concerns. They really care about our goals. And so again, if you're willing to do it, it can really, really, really help you stay focused and have a very, very refined value proposition. All right. And last but not least, when you niche down, you stand out, right, amongst the generalists. So for example, if I need to get my car fixed and I have a BMW and I go online, which person do you think I'm going to pick? Google car repair for BMW. Option number one comes up. Joe's Auto Shop. We fix anything for anyone. Number two, Bobby's BMW Specialized Auto Body Shop. Who do you think I'm going to choose, right? So again, what ends up happening is, especially with the world of Google, where people can search and find you, when people search for something specific, now you're going to come to the top of the search results if your SEO is dialed in. So imagine just saying, oh, I'm a financial advisor, right? Then you're going to come up amongst all the financial advisors. But if I put top 100 ranked advisor serving creative entrepreneurs, if someone says financial advisor focused on creative entrepreneurs, I'm going to come up. I'm going to be the guy, right? So niching is powerful. I'm not sure if you ever heard the quote, but there are riches in niches. So if you were looking for a way to be the market leader, be the go-to person in your space, consider niching. Don't say that I'm a business coach helping women. I mean, I guess that's a start, right? But try to get specific. Don't be worried about the people that you're not serving, because if you're for everybody, you're for no one at the same time, right? So you got to pick a lane, you got to pick a side, and I bet that it will dramatically improve your business results, your market attraction, and ultimately you being a market leader in your space. I hope this video was helpful. As always, you guys, you know, financial freedom is for sale if you're willing to pay the price. Peace.